Another hope for good health that's becoming more and more popular is kombucha, which is a fermented brew of sweetened tea and bacteria. Consumers are hoping the drink will help them fight off disease, improve energy, and even inhibit aging. NPR's Patty Naiman looks at what we do and do not know about kombucha.
The bottles are artsy and colorful. The flavors varied: citrus, watermelon, ginger. And the taste, well, acquired.
For me, it's sort of like a vinegar soda, in a way. Like, it has like an effervescence to it.
Brian Smith gets his kombucha tea at a local grocery store in Washington, D.C. So does Aaron Upton Kuslich.
The taste is a little bit like beer, kind of tangy and a little bit sweet.
Kombucha's a mixture of black or green tea, sugar, yeast, and bacteria. And consumers like Emmy Springlemeyer say it just makes them feel better.
It gives you a little bit of a different kind of mind clearing. For me, it just kind of wakes me up.
Lots of kombucha drinkers describe a similar energy boost or sense of well-being, but bottom line, we just don't know very much about kombucha, and some of the benefits touted, says nutritionist Monica Reinagle, go way too far.
I've seen claims that kombucha will help cure cancer, that it's a powerful detoxifier, that it's the fountain of youth.
Pretty hefty claims and pretty unlikely, says registered dietitian Andrea Giancoli, spokesperson for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
There is really very little evidence to support any kind of claims of kombucha tea. We don't know if it does anything at all.
But because most kombucha drinks contain live bacteria, there could be certain health benefits. Evidence is mounting that friendly bacteria, or probiotics, aid in digestion and possibly even help strengthen the immune system. Nutritionist Monica Reinagle.
They actually live inside of us, and they help digest our food. They actually produce certain nutrients for us, which is a very nice trick.
In the early 90s, kombucha was made in home kitchens. First, black or green tea was sweetened with sugar, then a concoction of bacteria and yeast added. The mixture was fermented for at least a week to speed up production of the bacteria, which took the form of a rubbery layer of goop on top of the tea.
If you've ever left a cup of coffee on the kitchen counter and gone away for vacation and come back and found a little layer of mold on the top of your coffee, that's kind of what it looks like.
That goop is actually a thriving colony of bacteria, billions of them, so it's really difficult to know whether they include the desired friendly bacteria or not. One of the most popular brands of kombucha tea, GT's Kombucha, sells millions of bottles a year. Officials say they test their tea and know it contains at least two important strains of good bacteria. But that may not be the case for all products now available, and if you brew it at home, dietitian Giancoli has a warning.
You've got to really have very highly sanitary conditions, and you really have to know what you're doing.
If you don't, your tea could get contaminated by not-so-friendly, harmful bacteria. In stores, the bottled versions are produced in carefully controlled environments. So if it makes you feel better, nutritionist Reinagle says there's probably no harm in drinking it. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
Support for Your Health comes from Novo Nordisk, committed to diabetes care and changing lives for more than 90 years. Novo Nordisk-US.com.